Last Friday, the federal government quietly announced it would be refunding over $700 million in debts raised through its controversial RoboDebt program to some 740,000 Australians. It's put the spotlight on government welfare programs and how their monitoring and compliance schemes affect the lives of its recipients. One of those programs is Parents Next, a program designed to target what the government calls intergenerational welfare dependency by linking participants, mostly young single mothers, with training and other activities to increase their work readiness. But critics say it hasn't been working as intended. A Senate inquiry found cases of parents being shunted into activities by private providers that had no discernible impact on their ability to find a job. That's backed up by research done by senior lecturer at Macquarie University's School of Anthropology, Dr. Eve Vincent, who spoke to me earlier.
I mean, it sounds great because it's intensive attention and support for people who might be really looking forward to a future where they come off parenting payment and do want to work. The problem is a lot of that attention becomes a kind of scrutiny, a very unwelcome scrutiny with lots of sanction and penalties involved.
Yeah, so there have been reports of odd requirements for this program, such as people having to attend things like daycare programs with their kids and things like that. So what have we found?
Yeah, so the activities kind of take, a number of different shapes. Some of them are much more clearly about looking for a job or doing some additional training to get ready for a job. Now, I've certainly interviewed people who thought, oh, excellent, I have in mind a course. And often it turns out that the provider of this program isn't adequately funded to enroll the participant in exactly the kind of training that they need, and they get diverted into other training courses, some of which are not that beneficial to the people I've interviewed. And then there's a kind of category of activities that are much more about the parenting. So take your kid to story time, take your kid to play group, and it's really unclear how that helps women become more employable, which is the end goal of the program. And I think that especially makes people feel like become worse.
So you use the word provider here, and I find that interesting. Is the system anything like the job active system for people on the dole, where they have to attend interviews with their employment services provider?
Similar, it's often the same provider. So often these private providers, they tender for contracts to deliver all kinds of programs, and they deliver programs to people who are unemployed, so on job seeker, but they also, you know, might tender to deliver programs to people enrolled in Parents Next. They may also have a training arm. So some of the controversy surrounding Parents Next has been that women, mostly women, are enrolled in the program and then compelled to undertake training, and then they enroll in a training course delivered by the same outfit that is administering their Parents Next program. And so the bill for the government keeps rising. So there's a profit made from case managing people on Parents Next, but additional profits might be derived from delivering some of the training these women are compelled to enrol in.
So there's no requirement that providers under the Parents Next scheme have any kind of particular skill or expertise in dealing with this cohort of people, so like single mothers and fathers?
Certainly not. So some people feel very positive about the interpersonal connection they have managed to find with a case manager. At the same time, they query what exactly this relationship is doing for them, like where they have seen no appreciable sort of difference to their circumstances. Others don't feel as warmly or positive. And the other theme in a lot of my interviews is really high turnover. So meeting with quite a number of people working in the same role over a fairly short space of time. This is a really big question facing our society at present, I think. How do we really kind of see and recognize the value of, you know, all work that's being done to sustain us and support our lives?